Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Welcome, welcome. Love to have you folks with us. Please remember that if you ever have any comments about the show or you want to weigh in on any of our topics, just go to our website, kereport.com. We have a very active forum on that particular website. Typically on a weekend show, we'll get upwards of 500 comments. Love to have you join us. Corey and I attempt to answer and respond to every single one of the comments. We're starting out today on a political note, chatting with Glenn Downs. As most of you folks down south, I'm sure, realize Glenn is the chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. I consider being in the Northwest, North Carolina, to be part of the South. Maybe that's a sacrilegious thing to say. I hope not. But we're going to start, and we're going to talk about how the Supreme Court let Obamacare go through. Your comments, Glenn.
Well, Big Al, I'm glad you've got that new station from Chattanooga, because the way we're going in this country, we're all going to need to head for the hills pretty soon, I think.
I agree with you 100%.
The Roberts Court once again issued one of its mystifying rulings this week with upholding this recent Obamacare ruling. And people will remember that what that was about was that the way the law was drafted, It was done in a way that prevented the federal government from giving federal subsidies to Obamacare recipients in states that did not set up the state-based Obamacare exchanges. Well, I think that the expectation was amongst the people that drafted the bill, including, well, we know this has been in the matter of the news, the expectation was that no state wouldn't set up a state-based exchange. And it turns out lots of states did not set up Obamacare exchanges, and a couple of them that did are in the process of giving them up, which meant that government subsidies to Obamacare recipients in those states would dry up if you just read the black letter of the law, which would mean either subsidies got cut off or Congress and the president would have to go back and rewrite the law. And in a mystifying 6-3 decision this week, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, writing the opinion, said that, well, if we followed what the law said, it would upend and crash the whole insurance system and health care system out in the United States. And surely, he wrote, that Congress had no intention of crashing the health care system. Therefore, that could not have been congressional intent. Therefore, even though the law said you couldn't give subsidies to non-state exchange recipients of Obamacare, they were going to uphold the subsidies anyway. So that's welcome to life in post-constitutional America.
And welcome to life in post-constitutional America. I want to throw out one thing that I think is very important here, and I don't want listeners to take this necessarily the wrong way, because as all of our regular listeners, both on the internet and also on the 30 or so markets that we're in, know, I do not support the current president's agenda by any stretch of the imagination, but I have to say one thing. I don't know if it's the president or if it's the people behind the curtain, for lack of better terms, but somebody in that group is incredibly bright, because what an interesting way to get a couple of things through that the American public, by a large majority, didn't want. 70% did not want Obamacare, according to the polls that came out when this whole thing started, and yet he got it through. You got to say, the guy knows how to get things done like this. Unfortunately, neither I nor Corey, I have to say, and I can't really speak for Corey, but I can speak for Glenn, because I've known Glenn for a long time, we don't at all approve of his agenda, because, I mean, to get things through that are unconstitutional, I think that's an absolutely despicable event going on in the United States right now.
Well, unfortunately, if I could jump in here, there's a lot of stuff that has been passed through that's unconstitutional, and thinking that a lot of the people in power, a lot of the politicians want us to go back to a constitution-forward type of country, I think are, well, those aren't the guys in power right now, and the people that are controlling this country are the ones that are able to push this kind of stuff through. And Glenn, I don't have any reason to think otherwise that this isn't going to continue to happen, unfortunately.
Well, listen, Corey, a plain reading of the events over the last 6 years or so sent in to support your point of view or your concerns. You know, we have right now, in addition to this, this is not a standalone event. We have all sorts of laws that aren't on the books that Mr. Obama just conjured up in his brain and just said that he would implement things. I've got a pen, I've got a phone, I'm going to use them if Congress won't act. I mean, if Congress won't do what I want, I'll just invent law out of whole cloth. And then if there are laws that have been passed and have been enacted and are black-letter statutes now, if Mr. Obama doesn't care to enforce them, he just pretends they're not there. So all kinds of immigration laws that protect the border are just being ignored, and all kinds of amnesty laws that don't exist as it relates to immigration have just been conjured up and been implemented. Similarly, take Obamacare itself. There are large swaths of Obamacare that just aren't being enforced and being implemented. You will call things like employer sanctions that said, hey, if employers don't have these kinds of health care plans in place for their employees that beat the Obamacare standards by a certain time, then they would have to be sanctions on the employers. Well, of course, that would have crashed the system. So Obama just decided he was going to waive the law. So, in other words, you're instead of the rule of law, you're down to the rule of men, where just if a person or a group of six people on the Supreme Court could just decide that the law doesn't say what the law says, then they just go do what they want. And you've got four. I'm sorry, go on, Al.
Well, I just want to ask a question to the folks listening down in Tennessee and in Alabama. And my question is this. If you're in a bar on a Saturday night and you have a little bit too much to drink and you get stopped on the way home by an officer of the law and you are presented with a DUI, driving under the influence ticket, okay, that is a very, very reasonable thing to have happen to you simply because you're breaking the law, okay? Now, having said that, we have got literally hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants in this country who came in breaking the law, and though those laws are simply not being enforced because of the current administration, I would have to say. And I find it interesting, Glenn, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, but I find it interesting that actually he's getting an awful lot of support from both sides of the aisle right now. I mean, look at this. Look what happened with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He got support from both sides of the aisle, enough to pass his fast track.
Yeah, incredibly, Al, you know, you have Republicans here in Washington on one side of the mouth saying Obama is not trustworthy and on things like Obamacare, but on the other side of the mouth saying Obama is trustworthy on things and whatever's being negotiated in secret as part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And as we've discussed before, a person is either trustworthy or they are not trustworthy. And it is incredulous to say, well, he's not trustworthy on A, which I don't want, but he is trustworthy on B, which I do want. And it's no wonder the American people sort of throw up their hands and have it and just fed up with the political classes of all stripes here in Washington.
Well, unfortunately, that's what's going on in this country of ours right now. And I guess the million-dollar question that I have, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, the million-dollar question I have is, what, if anything, is ever going to change us? Hey, stick around. Right after the break, we're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Still continuing our discussion with Glenn Downs. But Glenn, I'm going to switch up the topic a little bit and chat about the news this week that came out of the Fast Track TPA bill. Finally, it did get passed, and when I say finally, I don't think any of us were cheering for it to get passed, but it almost seemed inevitable that the people in power were really pushing for this bill to go through, and on its second attempt through the House, got passed, and then through the Senate, easily passed. And now it's also setting us up, or the country up, for some other acronyms that also relate to this fast-track bill coming down the line. Can you take us through, first of all, what happened with fast-track and how it did get approved this week, and then what else is coming down the line and people should be watching?
Okay, sure, Corey. What happened, as you know, obviously, as you indicated, the first trip through, fast-track passed, but what didn't pass was called trade adjustment assistance, which are federal money that goes to workers that have been displaced by these trade agreements. And that was a deal killer for the so-called pro-trade Democrats. Now, as Doc Postner has correctly pointed out on your show, all these trade agreements got a lot less to do with trade and a lot more to do with governance. And you just indicated the powers that be of all strikes, or a broad swath of strikes, one of those fast-track bills passed. And the second time around, they got enough Democrats to flip over and support TPA, Fast Track, Trade Promotion Authority, with the assurance that in the fullness of time, trade adjustment assistance would come. And once they flipped on the Fast Track and got that passed, then more Democrats said, well, we got to vote for TAA, because now that it's already passed, we either have trade agreements with trade adjustment assistance or we don't. So it ended up passing. What just passed was Fast Track Trading Authority for three different treaties. The first one up, and the one that has been in the news, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which sets up these tribunals and standards for all kinds of things. Obviously, in the Trans-Pacific, there's another one coming up called TTIP, which you'll hear about later in the news, which deals between the United States and the European Union countries. And then there's a third one which deals with trading and services. And this is one that people are very, very suspicious of, that will end up lowering visa standards and take away countries, and most particularly the United States' ability to regulate its own immigration. That gave the president fast-track authority, which means Congress can't amend any of those trade agreements when they're presented to Congress. They cannot be filibustered in the Senate on any of those trade agreements, and the amount of time allocated to debate each of those trade agreements is very, very short. So the way has really been greased for these new trade agreements. Whatever is in them, we don't know, but whatever's in the way has really been greased for a lot of things coming down the track here in this Congress. And this Congress does not end until early January of 2017. So there's a lot of time to make a lot of mischief.
I wonder how do you folks feel about all this? I mean, it would appear to me, simplistically speaking, that the president is accomplishing everything that he wanted to accomplish almost 8 years ago, and that is basically changing the entire personality, for lack of better terms, of our country. And I think that nowhere is that more evident than in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because as Doc, one of our regular guests, very aptly pointed out a while ago, he said, you know, this really has nothing to do with trade. It has everything to do with governance, and it has everything to do with giving more and more ability to regulate the United States to people in other countries. I mean, I don't think I'm being simplistic on this. I think that's exactly what's going on, and I think that's exactly what the president wanted to see happen, you know? Equality for all, for lack of better terms. And I firmly believe in equality for all, but my God, you know, we're giving away the farm here, aren't we, Glenn?
Well, if equality for all means having U.S. workers compete with people in Vietnam who are making pennies an hour
right,
in some cases, with no similar pollution control standards, those sorts of things, then it's equality for all means a race to the bottom.
And right,
it's very concerning for all sorts of reasons. And unfortunately, a lot of my Republican colleagues, they would ratify a ham sandwich if you just put the words free trade on it. They don't dig too deeply in. They've got what's known as received wisdom. They're just told this is the way this is, and most people just accept it, unfortunately. So, you know, it very reminiscent and troublesome, reminiscent of the situation in the European Union, which all started off as free trade, European common market, you might remember that, and then the next thing you know, by the time people wake up and realize this isn't about trade, this is about yielding sovereignty from the individual nation states to one unelected, unaccountable, supranational organization in the European Union run out of Belgium, by the time they realize it, it's too late. And the cost of extracting that for themselves from that union is, witness Greece, is just incredible. And that's the idea. Hook them on something that sounds good, and then by the time they realize what they bought, they're in up to their necks in trouble. And that's the concern.
So, Glenn, could this be a ploy at one stretch to, I think what you were saying there, is to get these other countries almost under the finger of the politicians here in the U.S. while tricking the Americans?
I think it's just the opposite, Corey, to be honest with you.
Well, it seems like what will be happening is a lot of the decisions will not be moved, really, will not be operated either by government, made rather by governments overseas or in government here. Elected representatives here, they will be made by these tribunals that are outside of the purview of national governments. They will have many of the people that are, there'll be representatives to these tribunals, it appears, that are appointed from each of the nation states. So the Sultan of Brunei would get one selection, and the United States would get one selection. And those people would select a legions of unelected, unaccountable international tribunal bureaucrats like you see in Brussels, Belgium now. So nominally, Great Britain, for example, has got a representative to the European Commission. As do each of the other countries, but those commissioners have a bureaucracy underneath them that make all the decisions about Europe. And there's a European Parliament in that case that's really just a show, bloviating show trials, like the Roman Senate in the last days of the Roman Empire. But the real decisions are made by the European Commission, and the real decisions will be made by these tribunals under this Trans-Pacific Partnership. And people that will be affected by it in Washington State or Tennessee or Alabama won't know who these people are and won't have any way of getting rid of them if they don't like their decisions, but their lives will be impacted, in some cases dramatically, by these people that are outside of the nation-state architecture.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are continuing on here with Craig Hemke. Craig has got a newsletter dealing with the gold market. Pretty well-known guy in our sector. Craig, you are feeling fairly strongly that those folks who think that gold may drop down to in the area of $1,000 an ounce or thereabouts couldn't be more wrong. Why do you say that?
Well, it kind of belies a lack of understanding about how gold and silver actually operate and are the pricing structure of the paper gold and silver markets on the COMEX in New York. From this particular level, not that we can't go down further, but it would be very surprising given the overall level of what are termed and grouped together as speculators, given the overall level of speculators short positions, which means they are short paper gold futures. If we were in a position like we were in 2011 or even 2012, where the overwhelming amount of speculators were long and there was a lot of commercial and bullion bank short positions, it's the speculators that are always wrong in these markets because the markets are controlled by the banks. If the speculators were long at this time at record levels, then we would expect them to get fleeced and the market to get run to the downside. That's just, I mean, that sounds cynical, but it's not cynical. That's how these markets operate, these paper markets operate. At present, we are seeing record levels, particularly in silver, of speculator short interest, which means they are betting on prices going down. And again, it's not just simple as saying, you know, all you got to do is look at that, but that is a big part of it. And so from these price levels, from an area that has acted as a kind of a physical floor in the past, in the first place, 1150 in gold and about 1550 in silver. And given the large, extreme speculator short positions, I think it's highly unlikely that price collapses from here. Like I said, if the speculators were long, then you could worry about the banks pulling the rug out from under them. But they're record short at this position. And so I guess if you want to put it in the simplest terms, if everybody's already sold that's going to sell, there's nobody left to sell, and you're left with more buyers than sellers. And that's kind of where we are. So I'd be very surprised by, you know, these folks that think that there's a big drop coming. And I would just add, I mean, we're essentially exactly where we were in gold 2 years ago. There's a big washout back to 1180 at the end of June in 2013. And people, every downtick or every sustained amount of downticks in the last 24 months, people have said, okay, now we're going to new lows. Now we're going to 1050, and it hasn't happened. And I don't think it's going to happen now either.
Craig, I'm glad that you focused on the paper markets there, because there is no doubt, no question in my mind, that the gold and silver price continues to get set in the paper markets. We have a lot of people out there that talk about international demand for the physical metal, but quite frankly, that's not what's driving price right now. What's driving price are the speculators in the futures paper market, essentially, and their ability to go this far short does show an overall, I guess, trend that they think the metals price is going to go down. But if you look back over the past 2 years, especially over the past 6 months, any drop has been pretty quickly bought up and limited, because it seems like everybody's saying, just wait for a big correction and, you know, that's going to be good for the gold market. Then people will get on board. But the gold market, it's not even able to drop down into these levels where some people want it to. Do you think there's anything that we can read into that?
Oh, absolutely. And you're correct, Corey. The fundamentals don't matter. I'll give you an example. Two things happened just Wednesday. There was a tidal wave of paper selling that hit the gold market in about 15 minutes following the U.S. final GDP revision, which should have been bullish but wasn't. There was about 12,000 gold contracts dumped onto the market and sold. It drove price down about $10 over the course of the 10 minutes. 12,000 contracts is 1.2 million ounces. Because it's 100 contracts an ounce. It's about 37 metric tons, I think, is the math I did yesterday, of paper gold that was dumped on the COMEX market, thereby affecting the global price. About the same time, I saw a headline crawl across my screen saying that in May, Russia had purchased 4.3 metric tons to add to their stockpile. The 4.3 metric tons of physical metal make no difference. It's the 10 times that amount dumped in 10 minutes of paper metal that affect price. Now, ultimately, there has been this physical floor I mentioned earlier at around 1150. We've seen it now come in, as you said, several times in the last 8 months, ever since November. That appears to be the price where physical metal gets scarce or hard to come by, and the paper price can't go beyond there. And the reason for that, and the reason why that's important, is to validate the paper price. For the paper price generated by these computers in New York and these speculating traders, for that to have legitimacy, there has to be a physical delivery made at that price somewhere. Otherwise, you get a total disconnect, and then this paper price finally is shown to be as illegitimate as I think it is, or should be shown. At that 1150, that's where we're having delivery issues in London and around the world. And so that's why that seems to be a floor. And that's why, and I certainly expect it to continue to be, unless all of a sudden there's a brand new supply of gold that hits the market. Now, that being said, places like Greece have a lot of gold. So who knows? Maybe they will come up with a bunch of additional supply and they'll be able to maneuver the paper price even lower. But for now, I certainly don't see it going lower than where we are.
Well, I think there is a major disconnect between the actual supply-demand physical price and the paper price. There obviously is a major disconnect between that. It's an interesting comment about Greece. I don't see that as being a possibility, Craig.
I hope not. You know, the stories abound about, you know, where did Ukraine's gold go, that kind of thing, or the repatriated gold to Venezuela that now is brought back by the bullion banks, you know, kind of swindling Venezuela back out of their gold. That's probably a topic for another day. I think probably more important for this current conversation is just that paper driver of the physical market. That's not changing. That is what it is. And if folks want to do some research, take a look at this. This shows you how silly this all is in terms of how we value and price the precious metals. if you have the ability to take a look at the chart, you know, most charting services, websites will give you a chart of the dollar yen, and it's usually printed as a dollar yen, USDJPY, and it'll give you a value today of, I don't know, 124. But if you invert it and make it a JPY USD, then you can actually see the declining value of the yen. Okay. If you then take that chart and overlay it with the price of gold, all of a sudden it just jumps off the page at you at a one-to-one correlation. Somewhere around 2008, the high-frequency trading computers and the global hedge funds linked the price of gold to the value of the yen. And they began moving in sharp correlation. The correlation became almost 1-to-1 in 2012. And if you want to know why gold collapsed from 1800 to 1200, it was because the yen was collapsing, as strange as that may sound. And since August of last year, the correlation has been almost perfect. And so here we are. The value of gold is being determined by these computers that see the yen going down and thus then sell gold at the same time. I mean, that makes no economic sense. And that's why when we talk about the fundamentals don't matter, the fundamentals don't matter. You can see all kinds of gold bullish. And I have Greece should be a fundamentally gold bullish because we're talking about the dissolution perhaps of the euro. But that doesn't matter because the computers see the dollar rising because the euro is going down. And so therefore the yen goes down too. And if the yen's going down, then gold goes down. I mean, it's nonsense. It doesn't have any basis in reality or fundamentals. But that's how we continue to value or price precious metal on a daily basis. The system will work until it doesn't, unfortunately. I just hope that end is in sight.
Craig, great comments. An interesting connection there that you made between the yen and gold. And I will definitely take a look at that chart. One other final comment I'd make is just look at the ETFs that follow gold, especially GLD. At one point was the number one largest ETF. Now it's out of the top 10. Gold just is unloved right now, but, you know, hopefully that'll change sometime soon. Craig, always a pleasure. Everybody go check out Craig's website. It is tfmetalsreport.com. We're going to be right back with Rick Rule.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All loans subject to one DEX score approval. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. Al had to step out of the studio, so it's just going to be myself and Rick Rule chatting, one of the, I think, best commentators in the resource sector today. Rick, I want to start off by chatting about the Sprott Stansberry Vancouver Natural Resource Symposium coming to the Fairmont Hotel on the end of July, July 28th to 31st. Al and myself will be there recording audio, so if anybody is in the area, I highly recommend signing up for this show. Al and I were there last year, and it was, I think, one of the best resource conferences out there. So, Rick, to kick it off, can you chat with us a little bit about what people can expect at the symposium this year?
Yeah, our goal is to make it not one of the best, but simply the best high net worth retail investment conferences for natural resources on the planet. One of the differentiators between this conference and other conferences is that the attendees that come to this conference are charged an entrance fee. That means that the conference sponsor's loyalty is to the attendees, not to the exhibitors, as with so many other conferences. And that gives us a variety of opportunities. One, because the attendees for 20 years have told us that exhibitors, from their point of view, are content, we take that into consideration. At most conferences, the qualification to be an exhibitor is a check that cashes and a pulse, usually in that order.
Sometimes not even a pulse, Rick.
That's right. The important thing to differentiate our conference is simply that we listened to the attendees who believe that the exhibitors should be content, in other words, should be vetted. And no exhibitor will be permitted into the Sprott Stansberry Conference unless they're a current investment recommendation of Stansberry, or unless they are owned either by Sprott or in performance-based accounts managed by Sprott. That doesn't guarantee that all of the exhibitors will be good stock picks. What it does guarantee is that we will know them well enough to say that we have A, studied them, and B, that we like what we saw. The second thing, and the attendees have told us this too, is that in addition to having analysts and editors speaking, we will have CEOs who have built large mining companies and continue to run them. who will talk about the process of being a success in natural resources and why those lessons are important to investors. And furthermore, how investors can identify young companies that have the attributes which can make them successful. To that end, we'll be having mining legend Robert Friedland, who returns from last year. We will have David Harquail, who was part of the team who built Franco-Nevada Mining over 30 years and who runs it today. We will have the management team from Eldorado Gold, who saved it 20 years ago after a 35-cent financing that we did and built it into the powerhouse today. We'll have Randy Smallwood, who helped build Silver Wheaton from one man's idea to a global silver powerhouse that generated $400 million in cash last year. You simply can't get this aggregation of talent at other investment conferences. We're delighted to partner with Stansbury Research, which is the fastest growing financial newsletter publisher on the planet, and many of their fine analysts. We are absolutely delighted with the caliber of work in many industries that Stansbury does, and we've been delighted to appear at their conferences fairly frequently over the last 2 years. And the idea that we can partner with the original promoter of the conference, the Agora Group, at the same time that we partner with one of their affiliates, Stansbury, is useful to us. It's also useful that the conference be in Vancouver, useful for two reasons. People come to this conference literally from around the world, and Vancouver in the summer is absolutely sublime. Convincing somebody to come from Johannesburg or Sydney or London in the summer to Vancouver is no hard task. And the second thing is that Vancouver, despite its small size, is home to a spectacular concentration of junior resource issuers, both mining and oil and gas, probably more than any city its size on the planet. So we have every possible advantage, a wonderful hotel, the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver, a wonderful host city, Vancouver, a great lineup of speakers, and a carefully chosen panel of exhibitors. I'm absolutely confident that anybody who attends the conference will get their money's worth. So confident, in fact, that if any of your listeners attend the conference, pay, and don't feel they got their money back, I will offer them a 100% refund.
And as Rick said, just a star-studded lineup, some very, very good talks as they were last year. I'm looking forward to all of it, Rick. And if anybody wants to check out the website, go on to www.naturalresourcesymposium.com. There you can sign up. There is a special offer. As Rick said, if you're not happy, he'll give you your money back. That being said, Rick, let's chat a little bit about what is going on in the gold market. We've seen gold essentially move sideways for this whole year. Yes, there's been some choppy ups and downs, but we're very much in a range. We're seeing, and a lot of our commentators are saying, that gold will continue in a somewhat downward trend throughout summer. Let's get your views on the short term here first, and then we're going to start talking about the outlook for a few of the stocks out there.
Well, near-term gold outlook, I don't really have one. I'm not experienced enough in technical analysis that short-term trading is a forte of mine. I'm very constructive towards the gold bullion market, unlike when you interviewed me last year. And I feel better about the gold equities this year than last year, too. With regards to the gold market, I have to say, Corey, and you can get Big Al's confirmation on this when he comes back, the gold market right now feels an awful lot like it did in 2000. You know, for the last 15 months now, gold has been in a bull market in almost every currency in the world except for the U.S. dollar, which was exactly the case in 2000. In 2001, both the gold price and the U.S. dollar went up. That is, gold prices went up in U.S. dollar terms, but the U.S. dollar continued to do well in other currencies. In 2002, your listeners may recall, the dollar rolled over and gold began to do very well. And the sentiment around gold in 2000 was almost identical to the sentiment around gold today. That is very, very, very poor. I had to write an article in 2000 for my clients, who were by nature gold bugs, called A Case for Gold. I couldn't be strong enough to say the case for gold because of skepticism. I had to say A Case for Gold. And that, accidentally, I have to say, was pretty close to the bottom. And you'll recall that gold then began an 11-year romp from 1999 from $252 an ounce to almost $1,900 per ounce. I'm not suggesting the past is prologue, but I'm suggesting that the setup, if you will, for this markup is remarkably similar to the setup that we had in 2000. Secondly, I think that you need to remember that gold has traded for many years in opposition mostly to the U.S. dollar. And I think that's very important because the benchmark U.S. savings security is the U.S. 10-year treasury. That's gold's competition, if you will, on a global basis. And the U.S. 10-year treasury is a lousy deal. It promises to pay you 2.2% in a market where even the government acknowledges a diminution of purchasing power of 1.6% compounded. In other words, they're paying you 60 basis points a year for 10 years. Jim Grant calls that return-free risk. When the alternatives to gold are as unattractive as they are now, and when the avoided cost, the interest that you would be paid, is so low, then holding gold becomes a practical and, in fact, attractive alternative. And I think in the next 12 to 24 months, you'll see that happen. Moving on to the stocks, Corey, I believe that we are coming out of the bear market. I believe that we're in a stealth bull market. I believe that the circumstance that we talked about on your show before, which is bifurcation, is now well and truly underway. The best 10 or 15% of the juniors are starting to do well. News is beginning to be rewarded. People who have good uses of proceeds can raise money, they can raise it quickly, and they can raise a lot of it. This is disguised by virtue of the fact that probably 60% of the stocks on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture Exchange are absolutely worthless, and they're trying to go to their net present value, which is zero. When more than half of the exchange is populated by zombies going down, while 10 or 15% of the exchange is populated by companies that are going up and the rest are stuck sort of in the middle, the exchange feels like it's going sideways to down at the same time that stock pickers are making good money. One of the reasons why we're so excited about having this conference at this point in time in a city like Vancouver is that precisely in movie parlance, being able to discriminate between the good, the bad, and the ugly, is at once critical and also profitable. So I'm very constructive towards the gold market, even more constructive towards the gold equities.
Rick, I'd like to bring you back on for the next segment to chat a little bit more in depth as to what you look for in the company.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.